Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Tim!
Sup, fools?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How we doing?
I'm good.
How we living?
Good, good.
We're good. We're good.
It's good.
We're car pie today. Sun is shining over the wall.
You're insane. It is so cold. You just haven't left this beautiful toasty box that we were broadcasting out of.
That's true. It is pretty warm in here today.
Cold as a witch's tit out there, Rachel.
Oh, dear. What's happening in the media?
Well, I've actually just been hitting refresh because there's a report which is due to come out today, which was originally due to come out on Monday. This is off the back of MediaWorks' review into workplace culture of sexual assault and bullying. A lot of horrible allegations that were flying around. MediaWorks have received at least two complaints of alleged sexual assault as part of its investigation into worker misconduct, according to the Herald. Mm-hmm. And in that Herald report, they quote a source at the company who claimed that dozens of complaints of harassment, bullying and inappropriate behaviour had been uncovered within just a single part of the organisation during the inquiry.
Jeez.
Not great.
Who knows what part it is? Probably radio.
We'll find out.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Let me break it down for you.
Break it down.
There's two investigations that have been happening in tandem. There is an internal investigation and an external investigation. The external investigation is being led by Maria Jew, who is a QC. It's Queen's Counsel for the uninitiated. They're like the highest tier lawyers that you can get in the country. So Cam Wallace, who's the recently minted, I think it was last year that he came in, CEO of MediaWorks. Boy, has he had his plate full. But he does seem to be treating this quite seriously, obviously, with charging a QC leading the external investigation while they conduct their own internal one. And Ms. Jew, I actually don't know, what do you call QC? Did you guys do law? Is there an honorific
no,
I should be using?
No.
We need Jemima. She knows what we're talking about.
I don't think you call them justice because they're not judges, but I'll roll with Ms. for now. Well, I'll say Maria Jew, QC, was tasked with looking into allegations of sexual and racial discrimination, sexual harassment, bullying, and any misuse of drugs or alcohol at the organisation over the last 3 years. Originally, basically what we're going to receive is a press release, I believe.
Okay, right.
Which obviously won't go into details. I highly anticipate it'll say this is an employment matter that we're dealing with. It identified issues. Da 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 da. I'm not expecting a huge level of detail in terms of like outcomes or things that they've found out. But hey, who knows? They are obviously advocating for quite a transparent process, and you know they're going hard by hiring a QC to conduct this part of it. Didn't come out on Monday, stuff report. So I had to piece together a few different reports from different organisations to get all the details on this because it was quite weird. But stuff reported that the results of the report were due to come out on Monday this week. They were going to have a meeting with all of staff or some sort of mass communication out first, but the board couldn't meet because there was some time zone miscommunication because there's international members of the board. So a very frustrating situation, but the board needed some more time to discuss and digest the results of the report because obviously they get it first alongside the CEO and then have a comms strategy that they roll out internally and externally. So that should be coming out today.
Okay, well, we'll definitely keep our eyes peeled on that one.
Yes. Second bit of news for NZ Media. Newsroom has obtained records from RNZ via an Official Information Act request that shows that they're falling short of their ratings target. RNZ were instructed by the Minister of Broadcasting and Media, Chris Farfoy, to create more ambitious audience targets recently, which I think was off the back of some discussions with Treasury and other government bodies. They were like, yo, RNZ needs to get better yardsticks.
Right.
Because the ones at the moment are like too easy. So they did, and now they're not meeting them. They're 80,000 listeners a week shy of their targets. I mainly just want to talk about this story so that I can introduce people to the concept of QM, which is an audience metric that gets talked about sometimes in the media, and people in the media assume everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
No one freaking knows
what it
is. I
should probably know, working in the media, but I don't know what QM is.
QM is short for cumulative, and it's becoming less important over time, but previously this was like the key metric for radio, and it still kind of is now. And it basically means within a period of time. Sometimes it's a month, but usually it's a week. It is the total number of people who tuned into the station.
Right, yeah.
Add all the people who for any amount of time switched in, and that's your total cume.
That's your cume.
So,
sounds like a root vegetable.
It does that, doesn't it?
Chop up your cume and...
They've had a pretty massive decline in cume. They had a high cume of 700,000 10 months ago.
It's just a noise now.
It doesn't mean anything, does it? It's just me making sounds. They're down to 600,000 a week for their cume at the moment, and their target is 680, so they're 80,000 shy right there. As the newsroom reports as well, to put this in a bit of context, it's bad timing for Radio New Zealand as it seeks to win a controlling influence in the government's strong public media project, which aims to combine RNZ and TVNZ into a new public media entity. Obviously, when you're going into talks to roll your organisation in with another, you want to be on the front foot.
Yeah,
so not great. But also, I mean, to be honest, it's one of those things that you look at it and this makes total intrinsic sense to me, because we're coming, you know, New Zealand specifically, out of a total crisis time.
Yeah.
And that's when people gravitate towards the most authoritative news sources. It's all well and good for people to listen to News Talk ZB and Magic Talk when there's not like a, you know, pandemic immediately threatening your life.
Mm-hmm.
But when that does happen, you tend to switch to the most authoritative news source for a bit. And final bit of news from me today on the media. There's a group called Voices for Freedom, co-founded by a former Advance New Zealand candidate, Claire Deakes. Advance New Zealand, if you forgot, is basically... they were just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. I was trying to think of a different way to say it, but that's kind of what they were all about. They basically were drumming up all of the conspiracy theorists, you know, tapping into that vein of voters in New Zealand to try and get into Parliament. They didn't do that terribly, but they didn't get in either. They had their Facebook group banned by Facebook, had 12,000 followers because of anti-vaccination messaging and misinformation about COVID-19. Platform said that it fell afoul of their terms and conditions because it could cause physical harm. In response, the group, Voices for Freedom, posted on Instagram, "Who needs Facebook when you can get billboards?" So they just threw a whole bunch of money at outdoor billboard space, advocating against the government's proposed hate speech laws. And then when that was brought to the attention of the billboard company, Lumo Digital Outdoor, Lumo took them down.
Okay, so...
And they said, "And we will not be accepting adverts in the future from this group." They also said that they will review and enhance their internal processes to avoid this happening again. I'd like to add, Voices for Freedom was sought for comment by staff, but at the time of reporting, had not responded.
All right. Well,
there you go.
Thank you for that, Tim. Any theatre, any comedy that's coming up that you'd like to let people know about?
Oh, yeah. The Fuck Around. It's after 9, so I can say it.
Yes, you can.
We've got a Fuck Around coming up. This is my very, very, very fun open mic that happens at Whammy. Bunch of comedians doing new material. Some people doing some old material.
Sick.
But either way, we've got the drummer from Dick Move, Luke Boys, on stage with us the whole time. That's happening on the 12th. If you just Google The Fuck Around, it's on August 12th. There's tickets available right now. Or you could go to timbat.co.nz, and I've got the link up there.
Fabulous. Awesome. Thank you for that, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.